I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
It's that look on your face when you realize I feel the same. It's the way I see a smile when you're daydreaming a little while. It's the sounds that you make just before the daylight breaks. It's that extra time you make for me, though you're already running late. It's that funny thing you do that keeps me loving you. It's those funny things you say that make my day, make my day. Ooh. Ooh. It's that look on your face when you realize.
Nobody at Enron ever asked about that money transfer to Morris Capital. Not one person. Like any finance manager, my accounts were scrutinized by one of the big five accounting firms, Arthur Anderson. I didn't get a call. I didn't get an email. In fact, the head of Enron Broadband Services offered our team further stock options over our 401k. We took it. Everybody took it. Who needs a pension when you're going to sell your Enron shares and retire at 40? At this point, I'm in way over my head. I'm in way over my heart, too. I'm staring at this girl who is singing straight into my stupid soul. I never observed somebody so closely in my whole life. She was changing. Cora didn't have what she had the last time I heard her sing. She had been working late at Enron, and weirdly, she was enjoying it. I had thought she was inoculated against Enron's company culture, but she wasn't. Nobody was. It was late October. I'd been working for Morris, or the company, for a little over a month. I hadn't seen Ellis since she destroyed my Pokemon Red. I guess I must have been doing a good job.
Excuse me, sir. Oh, hey, Jim, the fucking Yang Man. How are you doing here?
What?
I mean, what are you doing here?
You said to come down.
I am drunk.
That's cool. I had a beer, and I'm thinking I might get another.
Dude, so I am drunk! Woo! Clara! It won't last, man.
It won't last?
No, bro. She's just... It won't last.
What? She's leaving?
Fuck no! This shit, she needs to pack up this little Madonna shit and give herself to Enron fully, like us. Like me.
I don't know, Doug. I think some people like to blow off steam in other ways.
What's the show with the, they're in space and they have the faces?
Well, they have the faces.
They got the shit on their faces and they're like, they assimilate people. That's it. They assimilate them. The blonde chick.
Wait, you mean the Borg? The Borg on Star Trek.
We gotta assimilate Korra, right? We gotta get some Enron microchip in her head. We gotta go Captain Kirk on her ass.
The Borg are Star Trek Next Generation. That's Picard, not Kirk.
You watched the new Star Wars movie?
Yeah, it sucked.
It kicked ass! The racers, the kid in the bike racer thing.
You know, I think Cora, she has, like, extracurricular stuff. She enjoys this, you know?
I'm a millionaire, Jim.
You're a what?
I'm a millionaire. That's not even assets, like my house and stuff. That's Enron stock. Cold, hard fucking shares. Millionaire.
Are you serious?
Serious as fucking Saddam, man. Your 401k, you do it? You do the swap?
Yeah.
Do more. Savings, investments, remortgage your things, sell shit, your parents' money, your fucking parents' money. Turn it into fucking Enron shares, man, and live free the rest of your goddamn fucking life.
My parents, they don't really, you know, stocks and shares aren't really part of their world.
Well, make it part of their world, Jim. I don't know the word for get rich in Chinese, but you do. Tell them, man.
They're Baptist Christians from Texas.
What?
I said they're Baptist Christians from Texas.
Holy shit, is that Christina Aguilera? Huh? Yeah. Is that Selena? I think so.
There she is.
Oh, hey, Jim. I thought you'd, like, melt or malfunction if you ever showed up someplace that wasn't the office.
I figured I...
Sorry, Selena got shot. I shouldn't have said that. You're not going to get shot. She was murdered by her manager. You guys know that?
Yeah.
You've seen the movie with J-Lo? Murdered by her manager, man. Fuck.
You did so good. It was really cool. I think, like, everybody here is just totally entranced.
Leanne Rimes! You're like Leanne Rimes up there. She's not dead.
That's really kind. Thanks, Doug. Hey, the manager wants you and ECT to stay out of the bathroom stalls. Don't look at me like that. You know what I'm getting at.
What? I ain't doing coke with ECT.
You are. They're cool here, but, like, enough's enough, okay? Find someplace else for that. Is that cool?
That's fucking cool. Yeah, look, ECT frat bros made me do it, Missy. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say, hey, Enron Capital Capit-tit.
Enron Capital Trading.
Thank you. Enron Capital Trading. You guys are banned from coke. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go tell them that. Sarah, what is that dress made out of? Is that satin? It's satin, right?
But they're doing coke?
They all do it. You don't, right?
Me? God, no. I barely do Diet Coke.
Okay. So you're a square and a dork.
Aren't they the same?
Does it annoy you when I call you a dork?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I guess I'm a dork.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah, I want that.
It's pretty easy. I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I play video games.
No, I want the just... You're happy. I want happy.
You think I'm happy?
You play Pokemon and have a Matrix flip phone. You seem happy.
It's not a flip phone, it's a slide phone. And I haven't played Pokemon in some time. Are you okay? Is everything okay? At home? I mean, like, if you have a home... I mean, I know you have a home. You're not homeless. I meant, home life.
Is this the scenic route to asking me if I have a boyfriend?
No. Not at all. No. But I did get you a gift. So if you did have a boyfriend, I just don't want to get beaten up, but you know, this is weird, but let me just...
You got me a gift? Like a real gift?
Like a real gift. Here. This is a Rio PMP300.
Oh, what is it?
It's an MP3 player. Right. So, like, if you turn it on...
Okay.
The songs are loaded on there. I burn the songs from the disc on my computer. You know, the disc you gave me of your stuff. And I put them on there for you. So now you have your music and I have your music.
But, Jim, that is so cool.
Well, you can add whatever else you want. Like, the CDs you have at home, Ricky Martin, or, yeah, I don't know. But you can put them all on. I mean, it's only 32 megabytes, so it's probably full now.
Jim,
but...
this is so fucking cool. I know I keep saying that, but it's cool. Thank you. This is good dork. The Matrix phone is bad dork, and this is good dork. Thank
number
you.
38.
You're excuse
number 38.
Me?
Hey. She's number 38.
Number 38, Donnie.
Donnie, number 38.
Oh, can you leave?
What?
You're 38.
Oh, no way.
Fucking baby.
Mm. Ass on that. Woo. Mm.
What's number 38?
I'm not saying.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
But you're literally laughing while saying you're not laughing.
I'm on the hottie board.
Oh, holy shit, what, you're on the ECT hottie board? That is gross. That is sexist, right? Right?
Right!
Jesus. The Enron Traders hottie board.
Yeah. I'm thinking of putting it on my resume. Are you okay?
Yeah. Those guys are just... they're jerks. I mean, sorry if you think they're cool, but they suck. I mean, I guess that's what a dork would say, right?
No, I mean, like, recently. You seem a little distracted.
I have some stuff going on. It's weird.
What is it?
I'll explain another time.
Hey, I gave you the hottie board exclusive.
You did, and congratulations, by the way. I mean, I should get you a sash or something. Miss Enron.
Yeah, do that. And maybe you should get an adult cell phone for yourself while you're at it.
Welcome to Radio Shack. What can I help you with, sir?
The 3210. The Nokia 3210.
Great choice, sir. That is a fantastic choice. Okay, here, the Nokia 3210. Amazing cutting-edge features. T9 text entry, an internal antenna, customizable ringtones. You got media messages, so there's like pre-installed pictures on this. Like with happy birthday, there's like a cake that you can send to your buddies, your wife, your girlfriend. Hey, feel this. Feel this. That is vibration alert. If you're blind and you... no, wait. If you're deaf and you can't hear, you can just have it vibrate. And there's 10 volume levels, monophonic ringtones that you can download. We'll get onto more of that later. Green backlight, calculator, 11 languages. Mandarin or Cantonese?
I don't...
well, it's got both. Clock, alarm, dynamic font size. My wife loves this thing. You know why? You can yabber on for 3 hours on this before you need to charge. Empty to full charge in only 4 hours. Saves up to 8 missed, dialed, or received calls in your call log. You got your mini SIM, monochrome graphic, dual band, speed dialing. 5 ounces. So, so light, but so powerful. It's got everything, man. Watch what I'm going to do here. You're going to be like, what, Jonathan? Don't do that. But watch. Watch here. That's right. I've just removed the cover of that cell phone. Now watch this. Wait, what? What do you like? What's your thing?
Wait, what?
You like sports?
No.
You like your music? Country? Pop? Kind of?
Like, no.
Well, what's your thing, man?
I like Pokemon.
No shit, Pokemon. You're the guy. You're the guy, the Pokemon dude. Pokemon Red, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We nearly gave you the $5,000.
I know.
Oh, but that kid.
I know.
But you work at Enron, right? You're like, $5,000. What's $5,000, man? I got Enron chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, my buddy says you guys are working on some insane, and I mean insane stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty exciting. Sure.
Well, he's telling me that you guys are gonna, like, kill the Millennium Bug, like dead in its tracks.
We'll do our best.
Hell, you should. People are freaking out about that stuff. Sales are so down, man, but... God, Enron. That is so goddamn cool. I got distracted. Shit. Okay, watch this, Pokemon Red. Here, Pikachu 3210 case, especially for you. I'm just gonna put that on the cover of the cell phone, and would you look at that? Look at that, man. You've now got yourself a Pikachu phone. And that, my friend, is totally unique. Totally you.
That's great. Can I check? Has it got the Snake game?
Oh, it's got Snake, bro. It's even got a ringtone composer. You want to see this? Watch this. Watch this. I made that this morning.
Cool.
You know what that is, right?
I don't.
It's Eminem. My name is. By Eminem.
Oh. That's cool.
I need some work. Not the phone, my composition, but I'll probably work on it in my lunch break.
Great. Can I buy the phone, please?
Sure, you got it, Pokemon Red. Sure thing. You want to hear Eminem again?
You know what that is, right?
Eminem.
Eminem, yeah.
You have a new phone. I feel so proud. I feel like I inspired you. Maybe I can get you to change that Rolodex to an electronic organizer.
What's wrong with my Rolodex?
I'm kidding. So, new phone.
Yeah.
Does that new phone come with a new number?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, Jim. What did they teach you at Rice?
Macroeconomics.
Did that cover how to give your phone number out to girls?
Oh, you want my number?
Sure. Do you text?
Yeah, I text. What's going on?
Oh, shit. I'm guessing they closed the Blockbuster deal.
The Blockbuster deal? Like the movie place?
Remember our Country Music Awards, Shania Twain, super non-weird, totally unlame soundcheck?
Yeah, the internet video streaming.
They just sold the concept to Blockbuster. Enron Broadband Services is going to digitize every movie they have and put it online. I literally read that word for word from a memo.
That's dumb. I mean, people just download movies illegally.
Well, maybe now they won't.
What's wrong with renting them from the store or doing the Netflix DVD mailers?
Jeez, Jim, since when did I have to force feed you the Enron Kool-Aid through a straw?
Every movie.
Every movie. And TV show.
On your computer.
Yep. Oh, good job, Kura. You were right.
You were right on what?
I said, back when we watched the crummy country music feed, that this is the end game. Maybe Doug's right. Next up, cheeseburger.
What, so is the end game movies on the internet, or is it cheeseburgers coming out of the screen?
Okay, I draw the line at cheeseburger coming out of the screen. We can appreciate that some things are like futuristic speculation, and some things are just
complete bullshit.
Exactly.
Is this Blockbuster deal linked with Vegas? I got so many accounts at EBS throwing money into some Vegas project.
Don't you read the Enron Weekly memos?
You read the Enron Weekly memos?
I swear to God, like, if you had told me I'd be like this after a month, I wouldn't have believed you.
Would be like what? Oh, like, total Enron romantic?
Shit, are you kidding me? My last job, I literally didn't know my job title. I was using the computer to write music, and I would send it to myself at the end of the day on MSN Messenger and go home. Same, day after day.
This is what they do. I mean, when I first started, Enron was like building what they call company culture, and it was just about like loving the company, not just working and leaving at 5:30 or whatever.
I get that. I feel it. It has an effect, I swear. Like, Doug and I were out real late last night with the ECT guys, and I'm telling you, I don't know how you've lasted so long not getting sucked in.
Sucked into what? Natural gas? Because it's boring, that's how.
The vision. Like, the whole thing.
I like Enron.
Of course you like Enron. Everybody likes Enron, but, like, you gotta love Enron.
I did the 401k swap.
Jim, I did the 401k swap. Kelly did the 401k swap. Even the fucking security guard did the 401k swap. I turned half my wage packet into stock. I got my mom to invest. I got my brother to buy stock. Are you insane? You gotta reach out and grasp this moment. You know what Andy Fastow was saying? You know what he's saying about this year?
What?
$40 billion.
$40 billion for 1999?
Yeah.
But Enron made $40 billion this year?
That's what they're on course to do. That's why I'm all fucked up. That's why I'm the frickin' head cheerleader for Enron. But I mean, come on. Every movie and TV show watchable right now. Click of a mouse. Boom. It's right there. I always think, like, is this how the Gold Rush guys felt? Like, heading out west and just certain that it was all, you know, I don't know, it's dumb.
It's not. It's not. This is how I feel about the internet.
It is?
Totally. This is Dorkland. Welcome to Dorkland, Cora. This is how we all feel. I mean, I'm not crazy about Enron.
Come on. You were in natural gas. This is broadband. This is different. This is the new frontier.
You are literally drunk on the Kool-Aid.
Come on.
I agree a little. I'm liking it more. I don't want to go swinging my Enron boner around like Doug.
No one is asking you to. Drink the Kool-Aid, Jim. It's freaking delicious.
Headed northeast on Bagby Street. Merging onto the I-45 north. Just about to take T-4. TX-36, exit towards TX-53, Temple Gatesville.
He's turning right into TX-36, north-northwest.
This guy drives like my mom.
He's on the slip road to I-20. He's just merged into the east.
Approximate time of arrival in Roby, 1100 hours.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Jim. My Jim. Oh, sweetie, how are you? Oh, sweetie, my little... Where's your father? Larry? Lair? Look! Look, it's Jim!
Hey, Dad.
Hey, what's this? What's the occasion? Did Bill Gates fire your ass already?
I don't work for Microsoft, Dad.
Oh, come here. Let me see your face. Oh, look at you.
Mom...
So, how is the big city?
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you still playing your Game Boy?
Not really. I sort of just... I kind of hang out with friends and stuff.
Are they white or Asian?
Mom.
Hey, I don't mean it like that. You always used to say you didn't have anything in common with the Asians. So I wondered if they were white like you wanted.
It's not that I wanted to just be friends with white people.
There aren't any Asians in Roby apart from Jim anyway. Maud, what are you talking about?
He said at college he had to hang out with the Asians.
Mom, that's not... Look, they thought I was more, like, Asian than I was, and I don't know. I sort of look like I fit, but I didn't fit. That's what I meant.
So your friends are white?
They're city people. They're everything.
Well, that's great. You baby boomers are bringing all the world together, huh?
You're the baby boomers.
Wrong. We're the silent generation.
You're the baby boomers, Dad.
So you all sit around singing Kumbaya and making websites and emails.
Something like that.
Speaking of baby boomers.
No.
Nobody?
Nobody. Not yet.
That's what you are now, right? Internet? Enron Internet?
Broadband services.
Same thing. You know they're running one of those broadband cables up by the creek. Did you know that?
It's just a phone line, Dad.
It's not. It's an internet cable poisoning the creek. Phone lines are made from copper, natural copper. This is optical fiber.
Lair, lunch is going to be cold if you keep sitting there watching college football.
That millennium bug is going to cause problems. And then they'll need folks like me to come fix everything.
You know, I actually I'm making a lot of money right now. And it's actually through stock options for Enron. And, like, I don't know, the company, they are just getting, like, bigger and bigger. And I know they had, like, an amazing year this year. And I know you guys have pensions, but I just, like...
You're blabbering!
Larry!
He's blabbering! He's doing his high school stuttering and blabbering again.
You should buy Enron stock. Just buy it.
Why?
Because I'm a financial expert and I'm giving you my advice, Dad.
Jim, that is so helpful. We were going to buy another place, a little farmstead, and try and turn a profit.
It's not a farmstead, it's a ranch.
Edna said it was a farmstead.
Edna is a Presbyterian whack job. It's a ranch.
But Larry, we could look into this. Enron. Stock trading like the guy. The guy that looks at Sharon Stone's foofy upper skirt.
Oh, what? Mom!
Damn it, Maud!
She opens her legs. She's the pervert, not him.
No, that's Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct. You're thinking of Wall Street.
I know what I was thinking of. I was just saying he was the same guy that was doing all those stocks and trades.
Yeah. So, that's my advice.
Thank you, honey. We'll look into it.
If you need any help, let me know.
So Tom Brady and Michigan get a chance coming up in their own 20.
Who's playing, Dad?
College ball.
Yeah, but who?
Michigan State versus Illinois.
Who's that?
Brady, the Michigan quarterback. As skinny as you. Throws like a girl.
Tom Brady, right?
That's right.
See, you move the snake around and he eats the little fruit or whatever. But with each one, he gets bigger.
Who's the bad guy?
Himself, I guess. The more he eats, the bigger he gets, and the harder to control. Eventually, you just can't keep up. He gets too big, and then, boom, boom.
Shit.
I know what it is.
What? What is?
The Vegas thing.
Where all the money is going.
Well, not all the money, but a shit ton of money, yeah.
What is it?
Ooh, Jim wants some Enron Kool-Aid. Mmm, yum.
Take a sip.
What is that? Is that hot chocolate?
Mochaccino. New Starbucks on Smith Street.
They opened another Starbucks on Smith Street.
Hey, buy Enron, not Starbucks. Okay, maybe buy both. Shit, I'm so hyped on coffee and Enron, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Vegas.
Oh, yeah, shit. Right, so, I was with ECT guys this weekend.
What? What did you learn?
Yeah, anyways, I start talking to this guy, Tom, and he knows, like, Kenneth Lay and Andy Fasto and Skilling, and he says, hold on, let me get Doug.
Doug!
I don't know if you should be calling,
Doug's cool.
Doug is cool? Okay.
Upside, inside out, living la vida loca. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Doug.
Talk to the hand, because the face ain't listening. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. My daughter loves that. We do it all the time. All the time.
Doug.
Talk to the hand, because the face ain't listening. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Tell Jim what Tom was saying this weekend.
Jim was there.
No.
Come on, Jim. You were there.
I wasn't there.
You didn't come out this weekend?
Nobody told me, so I didn't.
Doug, focus. Vegas. Tell Jim.
So, in Vegas, Enron are building America's data center.
Insane, right?
I don't get it.
Come on!
No, I'm serious, I don't.
Every single byte of data for the internet in the United States of fucking America will go through this place. It's huge. It's like a city. It's like two cities. It's like... Fuck, man, it's huge! What did I say? What did I tell you guys? Don't look for the gold, just sell the tools. You heard me say it.
That's how they're gonna trade the bandwidth. Through the data center.
The data city.
Right, the data city.
I thought it was a Blockbuster video streaming thing.
Dude, that's a $100 million contract. This is something else. Are you kidding me? Come on. Billions and billions.
I can't see how, like, bandwidth gets traded.
It's a commodity, just like everything else Enron does. Think big, Jim. Google, AOL, Yahoo, GeoCities, fucking Netscape, the book guy, the online books.
Amazon.
Yeah, right. They all pay the bill to Enron. They all use Enron's data.
Look at him. Look at his face. The penny has fucking dropped.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Oh, shit. Ken is here. I gotta run. Keep that shit to yourselves. Zip it. You guys see that? Zip it. $1 billion. Oh, hey, Ken. How are you doing, sir?
You are so pumped.
Shut up. It's the coffee.
It's the Kool-Aid.
How are you doing?
How am I doing with work?
No, your problem. The other night, you talked about it, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I don't know. It's dumb.
What is it?
It's, no, I can't. It's extracurricular. It's not as important as all this.
Hey, I sing. I'm extracurricular. I get it.
I'm not weird, though, right? I'm just a dork.
Is this about the new Star Wars? Because I can't hear you say how much it sucked again.
No. I mean, it did suck, but this is just this thing. I feel like this is so weird. There's this new person in my life, and I just, they don't feel real. Does that make sense?
A girl?
Yeah, but no, not like that.
She's not real? Like, you're hallucinating?
No. Well, maybe. My life is perfectly normal, and then there's just this side of it now with this person that makes it not normal.
Like a Tyler Durden?
A what?
Fight Club.
The Brad Pitt movie.
You haven't seen it?
I didn't know it was out.
Oh, came out last week. Go, you have to go watch it. He imagines... No, I can't spoil the movie, but you've got to go see it.
Okay. Do you want to watch it with me?
Oh, shit, I dropped my pen.
Damn. It's just there. It's by your foot.
Okay.
Your shoe. Here, let me nudge it towards you and you can pick it up.
Yeah.
That's better?
A little further.
Oh, I didn't mean to kick you.
It's okay. I got it. So, tonight?
For the thing. The Brad Pitt.
Yeah. The Brad Pitt.
Yeah. If. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Hey, Cora. In... parking lot ready when you are. This probably isn't for me. I'm an accountant, so I'm not like one of the main guys, so I don't need a driver. Ah! Jesus! Stop! Hey! Stop it! Alright, I'll get in! Fuck! Fuck. Who are you? What's going on? Who are you? I'm not gonna just get out of a car at night in some neighborhood in Houston I don't know, okay?
Evening, Yangstead at AOL.com.
Jesus, Ellis.
Get out of the car. Got something for you. Don't get too excited. It ain't a blowjob.
God. Ellis, what are you doing? You can't go in. Is that your house? Wait, tell me it's your house. Holy shit. This is a palace.
Fit for a skinny little boy prince. Here you go, hotshot.
What are you doing? I have an apartment.
They're gonna blow it up.
The what?
Delicate continuity of time or some shit, I don't know. Supercomputer says so. Sayonara apartment... Bonjour, house.
But I don't need a house.
You don't need a Nokia 3210 either, Jim.
But, Ellis...
The house is a gift from the company.
Ellis, I...
It'll keep you out of trouble. This neighborhood was supposed to be completed in, 92, I think. But, nope. Recession, and all these companies laid off their staff. It's half built, or half derelict. Depends on how you look at the world, eh, Jim? You've got no neighbors. The construction company won't be back for a year, maybe more. No distractions.
No distractions.
Well, apart from these. Jim Yang, come on down! We got the PlayStation, a $7,000 56-inch Panasonic TV with DVD-VHS combo, top-of-the-range CD player. Know what this is?
A Sega Dreamcast.
A fucking Sega Dreamcast! They came out a fucking week ago, Jim! Every single room in this house is decked out just for you, buddy! The company love your work, man!
Just transferred some money.
Only thing they didn't get you is some hot young thing parading about in her bra and panties. But hey, if you ask me nice, you never know, huh? Youngster. Hey, look at this. Rio PMP300. Know what it is?
An MP3 player.
That's right. Know what it does?
Plays MP3s.
Smart guy! That's why they like you, Jim!
That's why they like you, Jim. Sure. My new house. An 8,000 square feet geek manor. In a neighborhood that wasn't finished. They gave me a new car. Nothing too conspicuous, but every now and again it would suddenly have a new tank of gas and be sparkling clean. Any new tech or new movies would appear in my home overnight. It was a gift, sure. But it was also a threat. Don't get distracted, Jim. Whatever that meant.
It's a lot of you breaking the first two rules of Fight Club.
Fortunately, Cora forgave me for being a little late. Fight Club. A movie about a guy that projects his fears and desires into a fictional friend. They even live in an abandoned house together. So that movie? It was a book from 1996. I could have heard about it. I could have even fucking read it and forgot. My mind could be totally trapped in some crypto-amnesia, forgotten memories returning in the form of new revelations. Or in this case, a middle-aged, morbidly obese woman who was forcing me to steal from Enron. Was she real? Was any of it real? At this stage, who the fuck knows? But you know what? When I get back from my first ever date with a real-life girl and play my Sega Dreamcast on my $7,000 TV, who the fuck cares?
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Sharon D. Clark as Alice Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Omari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.